Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rocky Bridges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jackie Collum. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jackie Collum. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting third. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. And now, play ball. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Baumholtz reaches second base with a double. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baumholtz moves to third. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Baumholtz scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is called out on strikes. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Sauer moves to second. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Colum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colum bunts towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. Bridges moves to second. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams juggles the ball. That's an error on Adams. Baumholtz moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Klusowski hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 1 in the game. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Kiner reaches second base with a double. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kiner moves to third. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kiner scores. Sauer moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sauer scores. Fondi goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Cubs. Clyde King now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minner strikes out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Baumholtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 1 in the game. Semenik hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Semenik reaches second base with a double. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bridges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Semenik moves to third. Grady Hatton pinch hits for Clyde King. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Herm Wehmeyer now pitching. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mixas takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mixas moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws to second. Bridges drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Bridges. Mixas scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-3, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fondi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 2 in the game. Greengrass hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley bunts towards first. Klusowski scoops it up and throws to first, with Bridges covering, for the out. McCullough moves to second. One out. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minor strikes out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bridges hits a line drive into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mixis hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kiner hits a pop-up towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat now playing center field. George Lurchen pinch hits for Herm Wehmeyer. George Lurchen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lurchen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Klusowski hits a line drive into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Smith now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sauer hits a line drive into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McCullough hits a pop-up towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-3 in the game. Greengrass hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Borkowski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeff Coat. Borkowski reaches second base with a double. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Semenik hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall pinch hits for Rocky Bridges. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Borkowski scores. It's 5-4, Cubs. Johnny Temple pinch runs for Willard Marshall. Frank Baldwin pinch hits for Frank Smith. Frank Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.